SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
All right, off and running in tonight's edition of Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius Channel 159. Joe Lisi in the cockpit for just a few segments. Carver out on assignment, taking care of the family on Friday night. Been a long week, a lot to get to. We got the golf over the weekend. Full slate of Major League Baseball. I was down in the Bayou, LSU, Baton Rouge, baby. A lot to talk to as it relates to college football. I'll get into what I heard about the LSU Tigers and the SEC as a whole entering 2025. Quick updates right now. The Yankees, right? 11 straight overs. Well, they're struggling right now. They're winning the game 3-0. We'll see if they can get over the 9 total instilled in terms of pre-pitch. Chicago right now not doing well. We'll see if the Yankees can convert. Last night they stepped up. They trailed 5-0 against the Seattle Mariners. They tied it at 5, and then Aaron Judge does get the sac fly to win it in extra innings. We'll see how it plays out over the next 6 innings. Colorado just took a 2-1 lead over the Reds. Reds dominated against the Marlins. Those totals struggled, though, for much of the series. This total right now tonight was in the area of about 8.5, 9. Top 4 Rockies lead 2-1. We'll keep you updated as that game progresses. The team that has the most totals in the major leagues, would you believe it's not the Dodgers, it's not the Yankees, and it's not even the Chicago Cubs or the Oakland A's. Guess what? It is the Seattle Mariners. They lead right now on the road against Detroit. 1-0, bottom 4, nobody out. We'll keep you updated on that. In Boston, 1 up in terms of Tampa Bay and the Red Sox. We got runners on the corners, nobody out, top 3. That total was in the area of about 8.5. We'll see if they could get there. The one total that I'm on, the New York Mets, Kansas City Royals. That was a 9.5. Right now, they're delayed. Top 1. We'll see if they can get it in tonight. Hopefully, they can. I think the Mets right now, when you look at the series with the Orioles, they struggle, but they gave up a ton of runs. That pitching staff is depleted. Can Kansas City actually wake up and have consistent series back-to-back? We'll see against the New York Mets. Cleveland, they took the first game in the doubleheader 4-2. They won that early. Late game is delayed right now. Top 1, I'm on that total. That total opened at 8. They bet it up to 8.5. We'll see if we can get maybe potentially 10 or 11 runs as that plays out. Weather across the board here in Minnesota as well. They're delayed. Top 1, Pirates and the Twins. Paul Skeens on the mound. That total was 6.5, juiced heavily to the over at minus 124. A little hesitant. Let's not forget, last time Skeens was on the mound, he did lose 1-0. He's been a dominant pitcher away from home and at home as well. We'll see if they can get over the 6.5. There should be value throughout the weekend, not just in terms of these games tonight, but throughout all of Major League Baseball. We have to start getting into the football talk. We'll see if Carver wants to do that over the next couple of hours, but we're just about 2 weeks away from the start of the Hall of Fame game. L.A., the Chargers, Jim Harbaugh, 11-win football team. They're going to be in camp tomorrow with the rookies, so that's very important. We'll start to get these training camps opened up. What does that mean, big picture? FanDuel's done a fantastic job. They put more and more win totals, more and more categories as it relates to college football and the NFL. That's something to keep an eye out on. And when you talk about value and you talk about potentially picking spots that might not be there come week number 1 in terms of college. They kick off August 23rd, and more importantly, Labor Day weekend for the NFL the weekend after. That's important as well. When we talk about fluctuation in terms of the win totals, divisional titles, Super Bowl odds, we've already seen some movement in terms of Georgia. They were 7-1 to potentially win a national championship just about 3 or 4 weeks ago. Now they're there as the front runners, 6-1 shot. I'll get into that a little bit later in the show. The one total that I did take tonight, 10.5, 11.5, and I did juice it up to 12.5, is the Marlins and Orioles. Orioles right now, top four, lead 4-0. Miami's had a tough stretch. They're struggling from an offensive perspective, haven't been able to put it together. Now on the road, I still think Baltimore has more runs in them. This total was 9. We'll see if we can get up there. I mean, right now they're struggling a little bit. 2 out, top 4. Marlins only, I believe, have 2 hits. You talk about the Orioles, 4 runs, 7 hits, no errors. We'll see if they could dominate in the bottom of the 4th. That's one game I think that will get to the total a little bit later. In the late games, the one total I do like, San Diego and Philadelphia. Philadelphia offense struggling a little bit. San Diego struggled as well with Arizona. It's a flat 8, juice slightly to the over at minus 114. I think this total, remember, last time they played in Philadelphia, Padres ate on the Philadelphia pitching staff a little bit. They scored some runs. I think this matchup, when you look at the flat 8, we could get to potentially 10.5, maybe 11 runs in this matchup. That's what I'm looking for. Great value. I think a plus 230, plus 240 if you want to alt it up over the 8, 10.5. I think it gives you almost 3-1. So we'll keep an eye out on that. Any other games? Texas and Houston. A little bit hesitant with the Astros and Rangers. Rangers, even though they scored some runs over the weekend, still a little hesitant to back this team. This is one of the worst teams as it relates to totals in the major leagues. 60% of their games go and trend to the under. So even though they got over that mark this weekend against the Angels, I don't know if I could pull the trigger against a better team, better pitching staff in the Houston Astros. Washington and Milwaukee, that was another game, 8.5. Washington, tough team. They get beat up at times, but they can break out as it relates to the offense as well. That's something to keep an eye out on. If we get maybe in the area of 6.5, 7 runs, maybe we could jump on the Brew Crew and the Nationals to get over the number. We might get some good value as this game progresses. Hopefully maybe a scoreless first 3 innings, and then maybe we jump from an in-game perspective. We're just getting started. There's a lot to get to tonight. We're just coming here, the first segment of Carver and Lisi. I feel good, you feel good, and I'll tell you about my experience down in Louisiana. I just didn't see Mike the Tiger, okay? I saw the statues. I walked in Death Valley. I had some alligator, baby. Alligator in Death Valley. Chimes, shout out to Chimes and the blackened alligator with a little mustard sauce. That's what it's all about when we talk about SEC football. The Northerner going down into the bayou, baby.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
There are certain teams in Major League Baseball that it doesn't matter who's pitching. Doesn't matter what the total is. You just blind bet the over and somehow, some way they get there. Boston games just seem to get there no matter what. Right now, 2-1, Tampa Bay takes the lead on an error by the Boston Red Sox. They have bases loaded, 2 outs. Now, if I'm in this situation and I'm banking on a total, 9 times out of 10, the guy either grounds out, pops up, or strikes out. I don't have this total tonight. So what's going to happen, no doubt, is either we're going to get a grand slam or somebody's going to knock it off the monster and they're going to go up 5-1 and you're going to be on your way to the 9 total. In terms of the pre-pitch, it's just incredible on how these Boston games just find a way to the total, right? Now, you could have said that about the Yankees in terms of how they trended to the under. What was it? 16 straight games. Everybody was under, ham. Didn't matter. Just blind bet the Yankees in terms of the under games, right? And then all of a sudden, when you get all the usual suspects that start tweeting it out, 16 straight games. That game, they had a 10.5 against the A's, and they blew right by it. They had 15, 16 runs. They've been on a tear ever since, 11 straight overs. Tonight, they're struggling. And I think when you look at just games as a whole, when you look at totals, the interleague games are important, and that's where I feel it can break the momentum. If it's in the same division, in the same, obviously, league, American League versus National, I'm more apt to bet totals there. When you get into the interleague games sometimes, That's where the totals somehow fall into an abyss and they die. Right now, it's trending to the under. I'll give you the updated lines up on FanDuel for the Yankee game. That total I mentioned was 9. I'm going to throw a number out. We'll see if I'm right. 6.5, I'm going to say, is where they're at. 7.5, juice to the over at -118. You want to take the under, it's -112. Run line has Yankees -2.5, -1,000 on the money line. Cubbies, if you think they can make a run the way the Yankees did last night against the Mariners, +560 on the money line. Mariners, I mentioned them, still hold a 1-0 lead. Tigers do have runners on first and second with one out, locked up, potentially maybe scoring some runs. I mentioned bases loaded in the Rays and Boston game. 10.5 is the in-game total, -108 to the over. So they're expecting potentially under the 10.5. You want to go under, it's -122, locked up as we speak. Cincinnati, another team. Abbott pitched the other night. They score 6 runs in the first 4 or 5 innings. It gives you nothing the rest of the way. He shuts down the Marlins basically through 8 innings, and they win that game going away 7-2. It never challenged over 9 or 10 runs until the very last inning. It was a push. If you got the 9, those that got the 8.5 potentially, you got an over. Texas right now, first and second, one out. In-game line, Rangers -128. 8.5 is the in-game total, -125 juice to the over on FanDuel. I mentioned the Brew Crew. Right now, Nationals, first and second, threatening him. Total, 8.5, juice to the under at -122. They're +182 on the money line, the Nationals. So might not be a bad line. I mean, I always like doing this first and second. I know there's latency. I get it. But they're basically giving you still plus money. You have an opportunity to maybe get up 2-0, up 1-0, and then maybe it's a little bit lower from where you bought in. You get CLV, baby. We'll see how that plays out. Atlanta, St. Louis right now underway. Atlanta with a man on second. Looks like a leadoff double. Nobody out. Total is 8.5. St. Louis, another team that broke out. Tampa Bay just added another run. 3-1 now. Over 4-1. There you go. What'd I say? Somehow, some way, they always get there. 1-1 Seattle and Detroit. So we'll keep you updated on the baseball. I need runs in Baltimore. Come on, Orioles. Let's go. Man on second. One out. We'll see if they can get it in and maybe go up 5-0. I mentioned LSU. So I go down to LSU. No problem getting down there. I meet up. My daughter's going there. Freshman year. Campus. First time on Death Valley. Beautiful campus. Beautiful facilities. Take a look at, you know, Death Valley, the stadium. Tiger Stadium is rocking. Sun glistening off the billboards. Let me tell you, what a sight to see, right? Just an amazing stadium. Now, I've been to Neyland Stadium. I've been to Athens in Georgia. Obviously, living in Jersey, you go to Rutgers, and I've been on the field in Penn State. But Death Valley is just a different animal, just the aura that's around it. They have Mike the Tiger sitting outside. He's roaming out there in terms of, they got a little area where he goes on the rocks. It's just an amazing experience. Long story short, we walk around campus, and everything is state-of-the-art at LSU. More gift shops than you could possibly imagine. Jerseys, game used, phenomenal, right? Everybody wearing Go Tigers. They are amped up for the season. The few people that I did talk to down there that are piped into the football program, do or die for Brian Kelly, right? This is the year that they have to step up and make a statement. You cannot be an 8-4 football team when you have the likes of Garrett Nussmeier, one of the better quarterbacks in the SEC, one of the top quarterbacks potentially to challenge for a Heisman Trophy with Arch Manning. You need to step up. And I told people throughout there, you can't have second halves like you did against Texas A&M and Marcel Reed. You can't have that performance that you had, not in terms of just the first half against Ole Miss, but just at certain junctures. You can't get blown out 45-3 by Kalen DeBoer in Alabama. You can't get kicked in the chops in your house. That needs to change this year. He's a great recruiter. He's like 29-11 in terms of his tenure in Baton Rouge. 8.5 win total. You need to step up. change immediately for Brian Kelly in Death Valley.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I had a big gym day today. We have a great Friday night. Let me just say this. Bitcoin up. Everything's up. Can we get the totals up? If we can get the totals up tonight, I'd be happy. This would be like heaven right now if we can get some of these totals. All of a sudden, they hit the brakes in Baltimore. 4-0 still. Orioles lead the Marlins, top five. Marlins still have two hits, I believe. We'll see if they can get it going. Yankees, we talked about the total, 11 straight overs, right? 7.5 juice to the under slightly. Right now, 3-0. Yanks have a runner on, nobody out. We'll see if they can crack it open. If you didn't like the 9, 7.5 was appealing. If you think about it, Cubbies can wake up in terms of this lineup at any given time. If they can give you 3, potentially 4 runs in this game, maybe, just maybe, you know, you'll get over the 7.5 and more importantly, the pre-pitch of the 9. The one game I think I will take, and I want to get an update on when they potentially could start. I like the total, if they can get it in, Cleveland and Chicago. Now, this total was a flat 8. When they put it up, I want to see if anything's changed since then. If it's still 8 and they're going to get it in, I think we take a shot on the Guardians and the White Sox. I think they can beat them up. I still think the Guardians are the much better team. They should win this game going away. They still have a flat 8 with Williams and Cannon on the mound. Maybe we could wrap this Cannon around a telephone pole tonight in Chicago. Juice to the over at minus 115. So we'll see. Seattle, 1-0 it was. It's now 1-1. They have a runner on. Top five, nobody out. Tampa Bay did extend. 4-1 right now in Boston. We'll see if the Red Sox can get going. That game was the highest total so far out of all these games that were in play right now. They had the 10.5. There's Texas again. Texas just cracked through. 2-0, runners on the corners. They're hot now. They were one of the teams that couldn't get an over. If you paid them $1 million, they couldn't even get over 2 or 3 runs. Now, all of a sudden, Simeon, Sager, that whole lineup is coming together, and all they do, whether they score the runs or they get knocked around, it doesn't matter. Their pitching is starting to go the other way. Corbin got slapped the other night, and now, all of a sudden, these totals are light. 10.5 in-game total. Minus 132 to the under. You want to take a shot on over 10.5. You see, and this is what's interesting. 10.5 at even money. They're up 2-0. They got runners on second and third with 2 outs, top one. I would take a shot. I think I might, if I can get it in, if I wasn't doing the show, I would do it. In the break, if they still have runners on and still 2 outs, I mean, that's an opportunity to potentially tack on some runs when they're giving it to you. The algo sort of thinks that maybe they can get outs. You have runners on first and second, already a 2-run cushion. This is an opportunity to potentially knock through and get closer to the 10. I just mentioned the Yankee game. They're halfway to the total. It looks like somebody went yard. They had a runner on. I'll tell you who it was. Let's see. Was it Jazz Hands? It looks like Bellinger hit a home run just now. Let me just give you that update. It looks like Bellinger went deep. Let me just see. Was it Bellinger? He did. Home run to right center, 367 feet. Dominguez scored. So they're up 5-0 now. So that in-game total that we talked about, 7.5. Now it's looking good. We'll see what the updated line is. I'm assuming that it's closer to the 9 that it had at the start of this game. This would be, if the Yankees get through this, 12 straight overs. Right now, 8.5. You want to take a shot on the 8.5 if the Cubbies wake up, plus 104 to the over. Right now, plus 1,500 on the money line for the Cubs. Yankees, minus 7,000 right now. We'll see. Washington could not convert. They're in the bottom of the first. Brew Crew, runner on first, 2 outs, in-game total, 7.5. The over is even money at plus 100. Some of these games have to start to open up in the second half, hopefully, of the show. We can get some runs here. Seattle right now, I mentioned 1-1. See if anything else is underway. 3-0 Atlanta. Bottom one, so they exploded. That was an 8.5. Garrett Holmes was on the mound. So we'll see. We'll keep you updated. Lieber Tour for the Cards. Coming back with more baseball. And maybe, just maybe, Big Mikey will be back in the seat.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hi, Joe.
You don't sound happy. What's up, brother, man? You don't sound happy.
No, You've been hitting home runs.
You've been hitting home runs.
Yeah, we're having a good day.
Parlays, this guy, that guy.
Did you like the make the cut parlay for the golf? Did you like that one?
I didn't even look at it. I was sick. I saw that you sent it. I said, this guy can't do anything wrong. You're like Superman now. That's it. Everything you do is like touches you, like, that's it. You're a made guy. Everything you do goes to gold.
Let's
amazing.
Relax here with all that. Let's calm what? Down with going
why?
That far.
That ain't what right. do you mean going you that far? What are you talking right. about? Why?
Hey, plenty of stretches with nothing coming in too. Okay, get plenty of stretches like that.
Okay. All right.
Sometimes you run hot. Like you run hot in the past. I was running a little hot lately. That's all.
Good. I'm happy for you. I tell you, I missed you. You know.
Let me start with this. Did you let everybody know about your trip?
I got into it a little bit, you know. I didn't go into the specifics of the trip on the way home. I talked up the positives of the trip. Did I tell you I had an alligator for the first time?
Did you fried or not fried?
Blackened.
There's no way you had
it. Was like black. I don't know. I was hanging out with a buddy of mine, Matt, from ESPN, and he, you know, covers LSU football down there. He's like, you got to have the alligator first time. Chimes in Baton Rouge. Shout out to Chimes. So,
and you got the full Baton Rouge experience, huh? You got the whole deal. The kit and caboodle. They gave you a swag bag over there. Did Brian Kelly come out and say hi to you too?
No, but you know, let me tell you, everybody on campus, like, I don't know, you know, a majority of the kids, right?
Yeah.
You want to talk about LSU. I mean, everybody's wearing a T-shirt, LSU. Like, you know they go to the school. Let me just say that.
School
everybody,
pride.
LSU,
school
LSU,
pride.
Purple, gold, T-shirts. I mean, you know, hats, everybody. And I'm not just talking about the people, obviously, with the football program. I'm just talking walking around campus, you know?
Yeah.
So.
They got school pride, Joe.
Saw Mike the Tiger. Let me tell you, they got a chain link fence there. It's just a little freaky.
I was going to say, where do they have the Tiger set up?
Right next to the stadium.
So they keep a live Tiger there on the grounds by the stadium. They got a live Tiger there.
Only out during the day, and then at night they bring him in his thing.
That's safe.
Because I said there's got to be some drunk kids that have attempted to jump in there, no? You know, with the Tiger?
Yeah, you can't. You really got to keep all the kids. You know that's a tough spot. How big's the cage? Like, is it hard to get into? I mean, they got to have it pretty.
No, it's a big. It's a big open. Like, you know, goes around. It's like, you know, it's like
it's down in the ground. It's like down on the on the lower level.
No, it's right. No, it's on the entrance.
All right.
So you walk. You see Mike the Tiger. Then you go right in.
So I guess you've had your fill of the Louis Armstrong Airport. You had enough of that place?
Yeah, let me just say. And it wasn't even the airport. The people at the airport are very nice. It's the airlines that I have a problem with. The people working for the airlines. The people working for the airport, the actual airport, very nice individuals. People working for the airline, that's a different story. Made me and my daughter wait there 8 hours, 10 hours in the airport, then cancel the flight. You gotta be kidding me.
Yeah, that's just.
And then I take the flight last night, and that's delayed.
Yeah, what time did that actually leave the air?
I don't know. It was a very long experience. I don't know, a couple hours maybe. I don't know. It was long.
Brutal. Well, I'm sorry, but at least you're back.
Yeah, I'm happy to be back. You know, but when you're checked out, like when the trip's over, you're like, you're checked out, you just want to go, and then you can't. That's what I felt.
And you extended that by about 24 hours too, than when you were just checked out and ready to go. What do we got tonight? What's on the card here, Joe? We got lots of games. Friday night, big fly. What do we got?
I got over Orioles, over Atlanta, over
Cleveland. Get some more in the Oriole game. Can somebody start scoring in that game? Can we get a little Ramirez homer?
4-0 Mariners. I just said they're the hottest team for overs. There you go. Mariners did it
again. That's against Skubal. Julio Rodriguez hit a homer off Skubal just now. So
I like this Guardian total. I don't know. And I
now I will say there's a lot of weather heading that way. I don't know how they get that one in, Joe. Same thing with the Mets. They're going to be waiting a while. Oh, they started the game?
Well, they started the Cleveland game bottom one.
They have not started the Met Kansas City game. I don't know if they're getting that one in.
How about the Yankees? I brought that up too. 11 straight overs, right?
I was going to send that to you today, but I figured you were in such a bad mood that I decided. And that's 11 straight overs off of what? How many unders in a row before that?
16.
Streaky.
The trend is your friend, right? There you go. The trend is your friend. You can compound it and parlay it, and there you go. That's it. Obviously, I'm not. I mean, two hits for these Marlins and the five. Like, can we get more runs from the Orioles? Can we do something? No?
I don't know how much what you're going to get out of them, to be quite honest with you. I hope so. I got that Augustin Ramirez. I could really use him.
Ooh.
I've even got Stowers in a parlay. So, it would be nice if we got some runs there. Big fly. Speaking of that, remember last Friday night we were making the big thing about the big fly with MGM because they do the big fly Fridays, longest home run. How about this? Yeah. Not available in New York. How pathetic is that?
Is it because of you?
Promo's not available in New York.
Is it because you and I say big fly? Maybe they took it off the board?
Well, you're in Jersey. You have that, so it's available in Jersey.
Maybe a Dabo. Maybe we got to get with a Dabo. Maybe he's not getting a big enough cut. It's possible.
6-0 Yankees. 6-0 Yankees.
I don't have the Yankee game. So you're getting all excited. I don't have it.
Are you in on this Texas-Houston game? You on that over?
There's another total. I guess just a hot team. Blind bet Texas, right? 2-1 now. 2-1.
2-1, and then ran on third here for Houston. It could be 2-2 in a moment. One more.
Come on. Why do I always go to these games that just I don't understand?
This Brave Cardinals games got some. Brave Cardinal games got some early action. 3-2 in the first. First inning, it's 3-2. You want to take that?
Yeah, I'm already on it.
You're on it. You know the wind's blowing out tonight? Wind's blowing out in St. Louis.
Great.
Did you know that?
No.
Was that part of the cap?
No. 4-2 Red Sox. Blind bet the Red Sox. That's it. I said that too. Somehow, some way, they always get there, the Red Sox.
This Mayer with a double. They've been doing it for us the last few nights, man.
White Sox went deep. Big up.
Did you know they're wearing the Bull jerseys tonight? They're wearing the red Chicago Bull jerseys.
1-0. There we go.
Who was it?
I don't know. Couldn't tell you.
You got to give a little bit of information.
You're with the dingers. ColecoVision. Mm. Stop with the ColecoVision.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Now, I just watch these games. Runners on, and then all of a sudden it dies. Double play, somebody gets picked off. Look at this, Skeens, and look at this. They're beating up on this Ryan right now. Bases loaded.
The Pirates, you know, they until they actually score the runs, I wouldn't say that they're beating up on anybody. You know, they got a problem scoring. But Skeens and Joe, don't call me Jack Ryan, going in that game.
That's what happened.
That was Sosa with that homer for the White Sox, Joe. Sosa. Lenny Sosa. It? Yeah, I mean, Big flies. Yeah, and we have the late night games, Joe. We'll have to, at the top of the hour, do the hits, runs, RBIs.
Absolutely.
They actually now just made an announcement. The Met-Royal game will start at 9:30 East.
Are we jumping on the over? East.
I saw a report that the hitting conditions are excellent in Kansas City tonight. You want to take the Caglianone?
I know, but it's the Mets. You know, these Mets.
What about them? What about this Caglianone? You go out of town, this guy gets hot. As soon as you left town, the guy starts hitting bombs all over the place. You might be the cooler now that you're back. Maybe we should back off of him. All you do is talk the guy down.
Me?
Yeah,
I'm going to alt it down. I'm going to alt it down to 7.5 runs.
Alt it down? You're running that bad right now? You're alting it down instead of up?
Well, how
high? What's happening here?
Yeah?
Why are you alting it down?
You want me to alt it up?
I mean, you're either in or you're out.
All right, I'm in. All right, okay. This is it. I don't know if I feel good about it, but
would you put it with?
The golf.
Yeah, you want to put it with the golf? You know, you got a couple of your guys hanging around here.
Who? Toasty?
Toasty started hot yesterday and then he melted today. He's not in the mix.
Really?
So who's in first? Chris got her up and get him down. Is the
Ooh.
Leader. Chris got her up and get him down.
Got her up.
Yeah. Harry Hall, he's in second. You like Harry Hall.
Okay.
With the cap.
Hall and Oates.
Who else is one of your guys? Your boy, Francesco, don't call me Sam Laporta, is 5 under, T21.
Don't call me Sam Laporta. It's almost like Man of La Mancha. Remember with Yul Brynner? I'm that old to remember.
Yeah, Yul Brynner.
Remember Man of La Mancha? They used to play that on the Good Morning America in the city, you know, in New York and New Jersey. It used to be part of, what was it, Milford Plaza. Na-na-na-na-na, Broadway. And then the Man of La Mancha, Yul Brynner, used to come on. Yul Brynner. All right, come on. Can we get some runs?
They give you all these dopey stats on these Apple broadcasts. They give you these dopey stats. Percentage of roster built by trade. Reach base. All it is they just throw stats at you the whole time on the screen.
Yeah, nerd ball. That's what it is.
So frustrating.
It's all for the nerd ball. It's nerd ball. Nobody goes with gut and feel. I would love to manage a team right now. I would like to go on gut and feel. Gut and feel.
Gut and feel.
Oh, you think I'm wrong?
Did you like talking? The start of talking season down at the Big 12? Talking season.
My God, Joe,
all they did was talk about freaking money the whole week. That's it. I don't even know whose team, who feels good about their team. All I had to hear about was, you know, this team spends this money, and how can we compete with this team spending that money? And Gundy, you know, I don't want to talk about money once everyone gets to camp. Everybody, like, God, Joe, that's all it is now. You wanted this new college football. It has completely swallowed everything up. Look at what it's become now. You can't even enjoy the game anymore.
It's not right by you. You see, you like taking digs at the college football. You know they killed it, and that's all I'm going to say.
How annoying is it?
It's annoying, but I told you this was going to happen.
You said it?
You don't care. I said it, not you. I see you're just doing it for giggles. See, you're doing it
for
giggles.
I'm not going to lie. I knew the game would change when they opened this box.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was going to get this stupid.
It's stupid. You know why? Like, because it's like this, right? It's I'll tell you what it is. You ever see like people are part of deals and stuff like that, and they're like, okay, your percentage is, let's just say, 35%, right? And we're talking like multi-million dollar deals, right? So your deal, if the deal goes through, is, let's say, 70, I'll just throw a number, 70 million, right? But then the other guy's like, well, we're only getting 35%. They're getting 45%, right? But in the grand scheme of things, if you got the 35%, you're carrying 19 loaves under each door. But they're jealous of the money that still hasn't even come in yet, but of the hypothetical of somebody making more than them. And then that's what happens. One school gets 100 million. The other school gets 90. The school that gets 90 says, you know what? We could probably do 110, or we could do 120. And then you get these guys in suits that say, if I close that, I get an extra 3%.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Joe. You know, the Pirates, like I said, they ended up not scoring any runs in that. Pirates loaded the bases. They got nothing. Zilch.
So what are you thinking?
They stink.
I think this Brewer game might open up. You want to take a shot? They got first and third, first and second.
What's the number?
Nine and a half. It's only up a run from where they were. The total was 8.5 to start. Let's take it up to 2-1. Here we go. 2-1. Gosh darn it. Big Daddy Don Garlitz.
It's up to 10.5 now.
Yeah, that's because we missed it. They scored. Big Daddy Donnie Garlitz. Remember him?
Yeah.
You don't remember. Straight racing, baby. Straight racing. This total in Atlanta is 14.5.
Ball's going to fly here, Joe.
You going to take 14.5? It's 4-2.
It's a big fly night, man. Big fly.
You want me to chase this? You want me to chase this?
Why not?
Still want me to chase it, huh? The big fly? All right.
Well, you might as well. Okay. What else has he got to do?
Nothing. Might as well. Let's do it. Big fly.
Just to finish what we were saying, because we got cut off by the break. It's just frustrating that, you know, I was looking for, you know, guys to talk about their teams, and I just didn't get that. All I got them was talking about money and their NIL package, and, you know, Gundy's got a little bit. I saw the jaw, Whittingham. I wasn't leaving off a year like that.
Okay, all right. Yeah, but he already named his successor, so what does that mean? You know, he's got one foot out the door. He ain't leaving after that. It's the same thing. I got news for you. Mike Gundy will be fired at the end of this year unless they get to 9 or 10 wins.
There's no shot they're getting to 9 or 10 wins.
He didn't win a Big 12 game last year.
He's got no shot of getting to 9 or 10 wins.
Who sold Oklahoma State last year? I just want to know. Who sold him? Who sold him?
Yeah.
I put him in the Big 12.
After you're the guy that got them on the map, then you slit their throat when it was time. Basically, took them down.
That's it. Exactly. I was the one that put them on the map to win the Big 12. Now, I was close.
No loyalty.
I was close. If they would have actually given the ball to Ollie Gordon against Texas, or maybe who just homered?
4-1
Brewers.
4-1
Brewers.
All right. I thought you didn't get in.
I under the hat, I put it in. 10.5. I got right. in. I got
That's
in.
Annoying. That's
yeah.
Not right.
I said the Brewers.
Right.
You don't want to
not
say
right.
it. Under the hat. I
not
put
right.
Oklahoma State on the map. Not you. I put them
not
to
right.
the Big 12 championship game. Then what happened was people saw my success and said, you know what? I'm going to reinvent the wheel. The next year, when they had a win total of 7.5, everybody said, oh, Oklahoma State going to the Big 12 championship. Oh, really? They played in the championship last year when their total was 6.5. I put them in there. Then I sold them. They didn't win a Big 12 game last year. I said it. I said it. Not you. No, where are you now? Where are you? Crickets.
I got nothing to say. I mean, you back these guys and then you just spit them out just as fast. It's just, you know, it's poor form by you. It is what it is. So the SEC next week, Joe, which is like a week-long extravaganza. I'm sure all they'll do is talk about money too, right? Or they'll talk about how they thump their chest about how they're
Milwaukee.
The best.
6-1 Milwaukee, big fly, big fly.
Yelich homered.
Wow, big fly.
Ah. He got that one too, second deck. Man, Yelich has been good to me on Fridays. I should have took him tonight. That's a bad job by me.